It was raining hard in Frisco. I needed one more fare to make my night.
Harry.
A lady up ahead waved to flag me down. She got in at the light.
Harry, keep the change.
Oh, where you going to, my lady blue? It's a shame you ruined your gown in the rain.
I miss Harry.
She just looked out the window. She said, 16 pops, I think.
I'm going to do that sometime. Just look out the window and say my address. Of course, why would I have a gown on?
Something about her was familiar. I could swear I'd seen her face before. But she said, I'm sure you're mistaken. And she didn't say anything more. It took a while, but she looked in the mirror. Then she glanced at the license for my name.
She said, you're gonna die in a car crash.
It was a
sorry
smile, just
Harry. It's not gonna be pretty.
And she said, how are you, Harry?
Do you remember Jane Mansfield?
Through the too many miles and the too little smiles, I still remember you.
Sometimes in my dreams, Harry kicks in my bedroom door, comes in playing the guitar, singing. And he hands me a beer. And he says, listen to this new one I just wrote, Bishko.
It was somewhere in a fairy tale. I used to take her home in my car. We learned about love in the back of a Dodge. The lesson hadn't gone too far. You see, she was gonna be an actress.
And Harry, what were your plans?
And I was gonna learn to fly.
What the hell happened, Harry?
She took off to find the footlights.
Yeah, but Harry, she wound up in a nice house. What did you get?
The sky.
Harry, you got a cab. Harry! Mishki, AM 1500 KSTP. How odd that Jim the cabbie would be calling right now. Jim?
Tommy.
It's kind of your anthem, isn't it?
Triggered me to call.
Sort of the anthem. You guys used to sit around over at wherever it was, airport limo or yellow cab or blue and white, and you guys used to just sing this to each other, didn't you?
No. We sang the other song, his other one.
You sang his other one.
He's got a different taxi song, doesn't he?
Not that I'm aware of. How does it go?
Oh, I'm trying real hard to remember.
Anybody ever say to you, after getting out of a cab, Harry, keep the change?
No, but I got called Jim a lot, even though they weren't reading my name tag.
Oh, really? That's just that's the same as Guy?
Yeah. Okay. Two reasons I called in, besides the song. The first one is, I could swear I hallucinated at some point that you'd like to sit outside and watch the squirrels run around in the chicken coop.
Oh, you're referring to my intro where I said I never go out. Now, I just imagined that sort of life today. Today, I just imagined a life of never going out. Ever, ever, ever.
Tommy, I said that gently. I wasn't calling you on the carpet for it.
Okay.
And then the other one is, the thing I never ever do is leave well enough alone.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Bye.
I can't picture Harry just talking. I picture him getting up in the morning, coming downstairs into the kitchen. Are you making me some coffee? I've been sleeping. Because he kind of sang. He just... Wouldn't that be an odd way to go through life? Hey there, hardware store owner. I'm looking for a particular kind of screw. Paul?
Yes, sir.
Actually, that's how the musical was born, I think.
How's that?
Well, just the actors were in the middle of a reading a script, and one of them started singing it instead. And,
yeah.
And it was born. The musical, well, or opera, or something was born.
Well, I don't know anything about that, but the reason I called was that Harry Chapin actually did record a Taxi sequel to that song.
Let me guess.
Okay.
He goes back to the house, and she's wildly interested in him. Because he's maintained his good looks. It isn't the money he's making, but he's maintained his good looks from high school, and she likes sort of his, the way he fantasizes that he's an airplane pilot. And she ends up jumping in with him. They both get stoned. He pretends he's flying the thing, and she acts like the blow-up co-pilot in airplane.
No, not quite. Do you want me to ruin the story for you?
Yep.
Okay, he gets famous, and he becomes a rock star, and he goes to visit her town on his tour, and he thinks, you know what, I'm going to look her up. So he looks her up.
Dan Fogelberg wrote this tune.
But she doesn't live here anymore is the one line, because he goes to the old place, you know, 16 Parkside Lane. She doesn't live there anymore. So he gives her the forwarding address, and it's a little brownstone, artsy kind of thing, and he knocks on the door, gets out of his limo and knocks on the door, and she comes to the door, and of course she's much happier now, and so is he, and let's just say the lesson goes further, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know, and it just it ruins the whole thing.
Surprised to find her on a gurney in a persistent vegetative state, but now she couldn't say no like before, and I stayed with her quite late. Then I said, how are you, Susie? She couldn't say much. Mary?
Hi.
Hi, Mary.
You were the one who did the interview with the guy from the Edmund Fitzgerald. And every time you asked a question, you sang the tune to the song. My favorite show of all time. I will never forget it at all.
Thank you very much. That happens to be my favorite show of all time, too. It's just sad when the favorite show gets further and further and further in the past.
So does the ship.
Good point. Who's in there? And I said, how are you, Wildcat? And she said, how are you, Tom? And me, I'm sitting at the microphone, scanning scripts and not getting stoned. Maybe we should just do the rest of this show that way.
Are we singing tonight? Is that the plan?
Singing isn't that fun if you're going to be just talking, unless you're Harry Chapin. Unless you go into Harry Chapin mode, then it's easy just to sing your way through the day. Officer, why'd you pull me over?
I wasn't really going that fast.
Sorry if I take your revolver. You're gonna breathe your last. Now I've ruined it, my career. My job at the radio's done. I'm a cop killer who could have just been a speeder.